Hi, I'm Brady Quinn, and this is Under the Helmet. Well, I think the mindset of the team at this point is being able to cope with some of the tragic events that have happened in the past week. And in part in doing that is focusing on the task at hand. You know, I think in keeping in the back of our minds the type of player Javon was, the passion he played the game with and his effort and the way he prepared and how dedicated he was to the game is all we're trying to bring to the game. And so we're trying to kind of play united in that way. I think in times of adversity, there are moments that can either define that person, you know, maybe the tragic events, and they never really come back around, or they never learn a lesson from it, or they can redefine you. And you can use those events to build yourself up or build others up and teach a lesson from it. And I think our team was able to redefine ourselves in that 30-hour period, and hopefully we can continue to do that in the remaining weeks of the season as well. For me, last week's game was incredibly exhausting. I think the ability to focus on each play, each call, and different variances that are within a play is obviously part of my job on a week-to-week basis. However, dealing with the emotions of everything that had happened made it all that much harder to not let your mind wander. It was, I think, tough for me as well as the rest of our team. But we did a tremendous job concentrating and focusing on each play and just taking it one at a time. I think there are a lot of things that our team, as well as myself, can accomplish in the last 4 weeks. You know, hopefully we can build some momentum. I think there's a lot of young guys on this team who've gotten the opportunity to play, and hopefully they'll continue to grow and better each week. You know, I think any time you can get on a series of wins, regardless of when they are in a season, you know, feel better about yourself and better about what you're building, what you're putting together. Not every season is going to be the season that you want it to be, but you know, there's times when sometimes the season before was what led to a playoff run, a Super Bowl run, because of what they were able to establish and build maybe in the final few weeks of the season prior. I think the opportunity to go back and play in Cleveland will bring a lot of emotion. You know, it's the team that drafted me. It's the team that picked me when they had all those other options, all those other players to pick. So I'm extremely grateful to them, you know, the Lerner family, Coach Crennel, who was there when he picked me, and Phil Savage, who was the GM. I had an amazing experience there. You know, obviously I was traded. It wasn't by choice. It just happened. You know, sometimes that happens when things come. But I think the excitement of going back there and kind of playing a football game, starting a football game where everything started for me professionally is going to be pretty neat.